Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hi, good evening and good morning, depending on where you are. Yep, good evening and good morning, because, yes, we're on the American Forces Radio Network, all part of Calling All Sports here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, a Wednesday into a Thursday as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more. And the two-way sports conversation telephone number is 800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529, and we are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Again, they do a lot of, well, of course, a lot of infrastructure gets changed, gets outdated, and they got to go in there and make sure that the existing infrastructure, when they excavate, is not tampered with, because it can cause all sorts of problems in communities, and that's what Randy Burns' company, Vanguard Utility Partners, does. Lots to get to. We'll do the NFL playoffs. The word will be pressure. Who's under the most pressure? We know as an individual and a quarterback, Dak Prescott. But, you know, listen, you can make the case, Kirk Cousins, Minnesota. You know, Brady's feeling it a little in Tampa. Of course, he'll probably be out there. How about the Chargers and their head coach, Brandon Staley, and then Philadelphia and Kansas City trying to hold serve as the one seed? So we're going to break down the NFL playoffs, and a little bit later on, we'll go out east. And we'll kick the tires in New England. You know, my buddy Paul Rogers is out at a UMass LaSalle game tonight at the Mullins Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. And, you know, the A-10, it's considered a more than a mid-major. It's considered a major conference. But they added Loyola Chicago. And, of course, the Ramblers with Coach Mosier, who's since moved on to Oklahoma. That was one of the great stories of college basketball over the last 3 or 4 years. So we'll kick it around there a little bit. Not that UMass LaSalle is going to light up the college basketball world, because it won't. But Kansas, number two in the country, behind number one Houston, the Cougars. Kansas and Iowa State Saturday at Allen Fieldhouse. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. That is going to be a good one. We'll get it kicked off, though, doing the NFL stuff, the playoffs. We'll look at the world of sports, Tua. And obviously Bridgewater out in Miami, so we'll get you updated on that situation in South Florida as they get ready to board a plane and go to Buffalo. DeMar Hamlin out of the hospital. Will he play again? Should he ever play again? We got a ton to get to. We'll take you to the top of the next hour right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
All right, talking about the world of sports here at Marty Terrell, across country and around the world on SiriusXM 217, SiriusXM 203. 967, if you've got Sirius on the internet, just go to the play-by-play platform. And after all the NBA and NHL games go final, digital 967. Just put in channel 967 on the web, and you'll hear the show a couple times in the overnight. Lots to get to. You know, pressure and injuries are really the two themes in my world as we get ready for the playoffs Saturday, Sunday, and then the single game on Monday. Two on Saturday, three Sunday, one on Monday night. And away we go. Listen, we'll start with the injuries and the situation in Miami. Yeah, I mean, you're almost depressed that Miami got in, and you know that Pittsburgh or someone else from the AFC didn't get in, because Tua is out and Tagovailoa, I can't even say his name, it may be a career ender for him. Three concussions, as I recall. He had the Green Bay game, the Buffalo game, when they took, I'm trying to remember the third one. I don't remember what the third one was. I don't think it was New England, but he had the three concussions and he's been ruled out, and Teddy Bridgewater's got the broken finger. He's out. So the immortal Skylar Thompson is in a road game in Buffalo. And if anybody thinks, I mean, that's the 1 o'clock window. A sole window, you know, obviously a sole game. It's not like the regular season's going on. I mean, this game is, this is 41-10, 41-17 maybe. I mean, this is going to be an absolute blowout. You kind of wish, honestly, you know, that Pittsburgh had got in. Pittsburgh had a lot of oomph down the stretch. They were motivated. They started to gel a little bit. Tomlin finally got their attention. Pickett started to get comfortable. You know, Pittsburgh, but you know, you can't play that game. I mean, Miami qualified because they qualified, but they completely came unglued down the stretch. What'd they lose? 5 of 6 down the stretch? 6 of 7, whatever it was god awful. They were one of the worst teams in the league in the second half of the season, and yet the good start that they got off to, the solid start, got them into postseason. They're going to get smoked. That game, I mean, it's almost like two games on Saturday, two on Sunday, because this one here is probably going to be an excuse to go out and run some errands and go to church or whatever. It's going to be bad. So there you go. Skylar Thompson officially named as the starter there as they limp into the playoffs. There's no question about that. You know, and Buffalo, for their part, listen, this is a break for them. This is a huge break for Buffalo, we know as the, you know, the quasi, you know, two seed, you know, the situation there is, well, not the quasi, they are the two seed. Kansas City got the one, but we're going to, if they collide in the AFC title game, we all know it's going to a neutral site in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil. You look at Buffalo here, you know, and again, DeMar, I'll get to Lamar Jackson in a moment. DeMar Hamlin is out of the hospital. The big debate here, and we'll do this with Dominic's download coming up here in segment number two, and that'll be, you know, will he play again? Will he want to play again? Should he ever play again? I would have loved to put up a cardiologist today. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow or Friday. I'll save that opinion for a little bit later on. We get to Dom, but I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I think he's going to want to play, and I'll leave it at that. And we're going to delve into that headlong. The other pressure cooker really is Buffalo, just to stay healthy, you know, win the game, get ready. You know, no letdown. You know, you got an opponent that limps in. So, you know, Buffalo's not going to feel any pressure. They just want to stay healthy, make sure Allen, you know, if they can get him out of there, you know, late. Probably not going to take them out of the game. I mean, even if they're up big, but they might, and you hope that they would, because it's stupid on a cold night, or a cold day, I should say, on a Sunday in, you know, January in the first round of the playoffs. If you're winning big, you get your backup in there. So there you go there. Now, the real pressure cooker is really over in the NFC, and that's Kirk Cousins in Miami. I think there's as much pressure on him as it is with Dallas and Dak Prescott. The only difference is Dallas is just, you know, haven't made, you know, a Super Bowl since the late 80s. There's just a ton of pressure on them right now. And, or I should say the mid-90s, early 90s. What am I talking about? But anyways, it's been a while. And the fact of the matter is Dak Prescott has not delivered in a big spot. They has not delivered in a big spot. Now you got Tom Brady and Tampa. And Brady's going to try to go out with a, you know, a flash and a blaze of glory with Tampa. He's not going to be back there. That's pretty crystal clear. Some people would see that as an opportunity for him to, maybe it's a quick exit, that he's really not motivated. I don't see that at all. I really don't. I think if you look at Brady's history, this is where he steps up. This is where Brady puts forth, you know, Herculean efforts. He somehow finds a way. The stage is never big to the point where it intimidates him. It just, he is so anesthetized from the bright lights. It does not bother him. In fact, I think he thrives on it. So let me give you a scenario. 28-24 Dallas, ball at their own 35, minute and 20 seconds to go. Which side of that game do you want to be on? Dallas 28, Tampa 24, minute 20 to go, 65 yards, and they need the touchdown. Forget the field goal. I'm telling you, Brady finds a way to do it. 31-28 final, Tampa. That's how it goes. I mean, that's how it goes. And then, you know, and what does that mean for McCarthy? You've got Dan Quinn, a crack defensive coordinator, waiting in the wings. He could work with Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator. It would just be a seat shuffle. I don't think McCarthy can survive if Dallas gets beat by Tampa. And I think there's a very good chance that Tampa beats him. And that's my pick. I think Tampa does. They find a way. They will find a way. If the game were in Dallas, I would probably say the Cowboys would find a way to win. I just think this is going to be a very tricky spot. We'll see. And then you're going to see Black Monday in reverse, because I got Jacksonville. Talking about pressure, L.A. Chargers, I mean, Brandon Staley, if he doesn't win, I still think they may keep him, but there's a lot of rumblings out on the West Coast, the L.A. papers, the talk radio out on the West Coast, that you know, it's a winner go home, and literally go home. I mean, Brandon Staley gets fired if the Chargers lose to Jacksonville, and that game, by the way, is in Jacksonville, and don't look now, they are white hot right now. Lawrence is playing good. He's got receivers. He's got the featured back. A lot like the Giants when Saquon Barkley's healthy and Fournette's healthy in Tampa. Dalvin Cook in Minnesota. You don't need in the halcyon days of the NFL, you needed that great running back with a fullback like Zonka and Kick and Mercury Morris, and I'm dating myself. Those days are long gone. You got a featured back, you're good, especially if the featured back can catch the football out of the backfield, and they all can. They all can. I mean, Barkley, not so much. But Tampa's got a, you know, Fournette, I mean, if he's healthy, he's as good as it comes. And these guys thrive in a playoff situation. It really is fascinating. And then you look, you know, obviously off their bye weeks, Kansas City and Philly's going to be sitting back there. And they've got the pressure as the one seeds. And, you know, there's high expectations. Do I think we're going to have 2-1 seeds advance and meet on February 12th in Arizona and Glendale? No, I do not. I think Kansas City is more likely than Philadelphia. And Philly, I mean, I've been wrong about this team all year long. When the Commanders went in there and beat them, I went back and I looked at that game more closely, and really that was just an aberration. It was just a fluke. The Commanders wanted it, and Philly just couldn't take care of the football that night. But by and large, they played it very smart. Sirianni's been great. He's obviously paid attention at all his coaching stops along the way. At every single outpost, he's excelled, and he's doing it at a high level. And I understand people want to see Kansas City and Philly, and you get the Andy Reid story having coached in both spots. I don't think we're going to see that storyline. I don't. All right, we'll keep it going on the other side at 1-800-878-PLAY. Dominic's download. We'll look at the 49ers once again. We're looking at all the, you know, the ones and the twos and the three seeds pretty much in depth. And there's some outliers, 4-seeded Jacksonville, 5-seeded Tampa. You know, the Giants may be a live underdog as a 6-seed. So we'll get into that and a whole lot more. Talking NFL playoffs, we'll do some college hoop as well. Iowa State and Kansas are on a collision course this Saturday, 4 East at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Talking to Wilder Sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, let's get him in here. I love doing this segment. It's one of my favorite segments. We do Dominic Jimenez, our producer, but a great contributor. We do Dominic's download here. And, Dominic, let's take you to Sunday, 1 o'clock East. This is the career-ending game. No Tua. And you know DeMar Hamlin will be there, likely in the owner Pegula's suite. Likely his career's over, but that's where I want to start. Is this it for Hamlin, and is Tua done, career ending after three concussions? What do you think?
All right, so starting with Hamlin, I'm not going to tell him what he should and shouldn't do. I'm in no position to say so. I have no medical background other than some classes in college that I had to take. I will say he probably shouldn't play again, just because I don't know the type of damage that it did to his body. I don't know if this type of thing makes him susceptible to it happening again. I know with Christian Eriksen, I know we've talked about him when discussing DeMar Hamlin. Eriksen, he came back and was playing so at a high level with Manchester United, with the Danish national team. Obviously, soccer, not quite the contact sport that football is. I'm going to say he's going to want to play again. There's that innate drive in professional athletes where they want to be out there. I think that's evidenced by him asking, how did we do did we win the game? As his first question once he was basically regained consciousness. So I don't think he should. I know he's going to want to. I don't know what he will do. For Tua, it's a little different because Tua has had the same thing happen three times at least this year, let alone anything that may have happened to him his first couple years in the league, what might have happened in college at Alabama, whatever happened in high school. And given the amount of information that we have with head trauma and head injuries and concussions, it makes me want to think to, again, the competitor in him, I'm sure he's going to want to keep playing. I think he will keep playing, but I think it's going to be a long while before we get a definitive answer, because I think Tua's really going to have to sit down and look at this and think about quality of life, which is a difficult thing for, what, a 24-year-old to do?
Yeah, it's a great point. It really is. Quality of life, three concussions, and it's going to be interesting. All right, let's go back to Hamlin. I mean, if he decides he wants to play, Buffalo has got to be complicit. They're going to have to come up with a stack of medical records, and he's going to sign so many releases to absolve them of any liability. I don't know how the NFL, this is probably unprecedented territory. Well, it's not unprecedented. The last guy to have a quote unquote cardiac episode on the field was 1971 Chuck Hughes, and it was fatal. He died. So I think it's going to be a really interesting scenario to watch. I agree with you. I think DeMar is going to want to play. My biggest fear, though, Dom, is if the NFL says no, I pray he doesn't go to the XFL and become a show pony for that league. And you know that they would embrace him. At least I think they would. I'm really fearful. I don't know why I feel that way, but if the NFL says, look it, we're not going to clear you to play. We just can't take the risk. The NFL could give him a job, anything. I mean, he's a great liaison. The kid's got good public relations skills. We've seen his charity. But if he wants to play football, the rival spring league, the XFL, I hope that doesn't happen. So let's just say that there is some scuttlebutt about that. I mean, how would you feel about that as a sports fan?
So I understand where you're coming from. It would feel like the XFL is, kind of preying on
exploitation.
There you go. They're exploiting his name because he's a household name now. Respectfully to him, most NFL fans had never heard of him prior to the event, so I understand that. But at the same time, as a fan of the game, I would be extremely happy for him that he was able to. If he wants to continue playing and he goes to the XFL because he won't get that opportunity in the NFL, I got to feel a little happy for him that he's able to do what he wants to do and continue his career. Obviously, he's going to know, this is not a knock on the XFL, but they're kind of a minor league to the NFL. They're not going to have the same type of medical staffing, exactly the same, at least as high of a level as the NFL, as high of a caliber as the NFL. But I would have to be happy for him saying, hey, congrats, you didn't get to continue your NFL career, but you do get to keep playing. I'm happy for you. And in seeing that, it wouldn't be unprecedented because I'm also the producer for a wrestling show that we have here at Sports Byline. And there was a wrestler who was with WWE, the biggest wrestling company. He had a lot of concussions over the course of his career, a little bit of an older guy, and WWE would not clear him to wrestle. So when a new company came out, their name is AEW, they've been around for 3 years, there's even an NFL angle owned by the Khans, who own the Jaguars.
Yep.
That guy went to AEW, and he started wrestling there, and, you know, there was the minor thing like, oh my gosh, is this guy... is he going to get hurt again and end his career, maybe end his life? We don't know. But from a competition standpoint, you got to be happy for him because he gets to continue doing what he loves.
Well, here's the thing I want to know, and we're doing Dominic's Download. Dominic Jimenez, who produces and contributes to Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and American Forces Radio Net. Into the wee hours of the morning, we chat. Dom, have we definitively had the cardiologist team step up to the microphone and confirm that the reason for the cardiac arrest, the sudden stoppage of his heart, was the result of the tackle and colliding with T. Higgins? Have they definitively 105%, 110% confirmed that? Or did he simply have cardiac arrest and it looked like the blunt force from the hit caused it? Because I've heard it discussed that it was the perfect storm, it was a fluke, you know, he was hit in just a certain way. But have they confirmed that? I don't know. I really don't. And so unless they can absolutely get certainty that's what caused it, there's still going to be inherent risk because football is a contact sport. But if they can't confirm that, he is probably, with an amount of exertion that you expend playing football, he puts himself in the striking zone for having yet another cardiac event. So have you seen it confirmed that it was the hit that caused the cardiac arrest?
Okay, so what I have seen is I know that there were two doctors that put out a video. It was a statement. I know I didn't watch the entire thing, but I know it was with the video where they said, oh, yeah, DeMar was super excited during the touchdown return, da-da-da-da-da. But
right,
I didn't watch
right.
the whole video, so I don't actually know if they've come out and said this is exactly what it is. I've heard cardiologists not necessarily treating DeMar, but just cardiologists in general make statements saying, I believe
yep.
this is what happened, and it was that just the unfortunate timing of the hit during his cardiac cycle. So I have not seen his doctors come out and say exactly what it was, but at the same time, I did not watch that video in full, so I'm not sure.
It's going to be interesting. It really and truly is. And let's go to Tua real quick. I think it's easy, and I think the NFL is in a tricky spot. I don't know that they would clear him again. I don't. I think three is the number. You know, one, okay, two. All right, once you get that third one, Dom, I just think the NFL, look, at they've settled for over $1 billion with former players, with CTE. This, to me, is a petri dish for disaster. It could foretell more problems with guys who become concussed. I'm sad to say this, but I think we've seen the end of Tua. I really believe that.
I think it's a high probability. I don't think that the NFL is going to say, no, you can't come back. I think that they are not in a position where they can say that. It might happen with DeMar Hamlin too, who knows. But I don't think that if the player was adamant about coming back and they were able to acknowledge the risks that are in place if they were to come back and suffer some other type of injury again, what could happen to Tua if he has another concussion? What could happen to DeMar Hamlin if he gets hit poorly again? I think as long as that they acknowledge those things, I don't think there's any way the Players Association lets the NFL say, no, you can't. Because not only at that point are you impacting their career, their ability to play, but you're also impacting their money at that point, the contracts. Because Tua is going to get paid should he get to his free agent contract, and he's still playing. He's a young quarterback. He's going to get a big payday. So I think the Players Association would never allow the NFL to say, hey, you've had three concussions in a year. You're not going to be allowed to come back. I just don't see that happening.
If anybody can, the NFL, but it could end up in court for all we know. It's going to be fascinating to watch both these situations, both Tua with the concussions and with the heart issue with DeMar Hamlin. Great job out of our good man. He's excellent. Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Download here. Part of Sports Overnight America and calling all sports. I'm Marty Terrell. All right, college basketball, boy. Iowa State 14th in the country on a collision course with Kansas. Kansas was farting around last night before they finally finished business. Iowa State put a hurting on Texas Tech. Those two Titans in the Big 12 are on a collision course, and Iowa State went from unranked to 25th down to 14 in this week's coaches and the media poll. We look forward to it. That game on Saturday, that'll be a 4 East tip. And I'll look it up. I think it's an ESPN game. In fact, I'm pretty darn sure it is. If it isn't, it should be. We look forward to it. Of course, you got NFL stuff going on, too. So they're going to be fighting for audience with the NFL. But that is a game that certainly going to check into. All right, we come back on the other side. We'll head out to New England. We'll see what's going on out there. Lots to get to. Devers News Conference. Rafael with a big contract in Boston with the Red Sox. Keep it right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here. I'm Marty Terrell on Sports Byline Broadcast Series XM, part of Sports Overnight America. It's Calling All Sports. All right, let's head out to New England with my buddy Paul Rogers, see what he's doing. I think he ventured out into the January cold to get heated up for a little hoops, but maybe not. Let's find out. The suspense is building. Where are you, Paulie? What's going on?
I'm right here listening to you, Marty. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Where are you?
I'm up here at the Mullen Center in Amherst, Massachusetts, getting ready to watch a classic A-10 matchup between the LaSalle Explorers and the UMass Minutemen.
I'm proud of you. You're going to the ball game tonight. You got Rhode Island on Saturday, too. Hey, Paul, before we get started here, you're from Chicopee, home of Spalding. You know, you look at all these Spalding logos in the NBA and around basketball and golf and you got the Basketball Hall of Fame right down the road. Dr. Naismith invented the game of basketball. I mean, you're in a hotbed right there. What does Spalding mean to Chicopee? I mean, that's my old stomping grounds. I kind of asking you a loaded question. But, go ahead.
They've been around for 50, 60, 70, 80 years out in Chicopee, and they're still producing golf balls.
And a lot of basketball stuff, too, though, Paul.
Yes, they do produce basketballs, and they're not as big here as they were, but they are still an employer of strong community-minded company out of Chicopee. But as important as that sounds, Marty, you know the LaSalle Explorers are 2-1 in the A-10, and they're 10th place with a 7-9 record. UMass is 1-2. And they have a 10-5 record. But UMass's inconsistency could haunt them. It has in the A-10. And I think with Frank Martin's being new to the A-10 conference, isn't accustomed to the style the A-10 offers. But Frank Dumpy from LaSalle, he's been with the – he took over for the infamous John Chaney out of Temple in 2006 and has been coaching in the A-10 ever since. And so it's the hand of experience faced with the new hand of Frank Martin. But UMass lost to GW because of inconsistent play. They lost to St. Bonaventure because St. Bonaventure shot like 62% from the field in that game, while UMass only shot 31. It's going to be a very close matchup to here tonight at the Mullen Center. Their total record, UMass has won 20, and LaSalle has won 17. And I was looking at the stats across the board, and their rebounding stats, their three-point shooting stats, their points per game stats, their turnover stats are almost identical. So an A-10 game like this is going to be tough to predict.
Here's where I wanted to go with you, though, and that's all well and good. But did they make the right hire with Frank Martin? I mean, we saw him out here in the Midwest at Kansas State. We saw what he did at South Carolina. The guy's a nut. I mean, he's a total he's crazy. Did they make the right hire there?
I think they did. I think they did simply because he is starting with several transfers, several recruits, and when you have 12 to 15 players all coming together for the first time, you have to commend them for having a 10-5 record. Many of these players never played with each other before they came to UMass this year.
Yeah, that's fine. I saw them play against St. Bonaventure, man. They stunk the joint out up there in Olean, New York. I could smell them here in Des Moines. They stunk that bad. All right, hey, a lot of scuttlebutt. Calipari's struggling down at Kentucky, too, and it's been 25 years, but I still love that guy. But he's struggling at Kentucky. It's really interesting to see what they're going to do with him. Have you been following him at all? Because Coach Cal,
I noticed that his success rate has been going down. He had like a 788 winning percentage for about 10 years, where he, 3 out of every 4 games he was winning, and now those overall stats are starting to show that he's not having the same kind of influence on the games as he has in the past. But when he was here at UMass, he helped get this Mullen Center built. This beautiful 10,000-seat arena is filling up right now. I'm out in the lobby watching people carry popcorn and chit-chat about the game. And there's a lot of things going on here up at UMass tonight. And it's always nice to be at an A-10 basketball game.
I got one more question before I let you go. What do you think of the Atlantic 10? And you robbed a team from the Missouri Valley Conference, Loyola Chicago. They had a lot of success under Porter Mosier, who's now at Oklahoma. You know, you had the sister, the nun sitting in a wheelchair courtside, the whole country captivated by Loyola. Give me your gut feeling about the A-10. You know, we all remember the Temple years, some really good Temple teams, obviously some really good UMass teams.
A couple seasons, Marty, where they had 4 and 5 teams get into the NCAA in 1 year. But the A-10 struggles with being able to recruit like Duke and North Carolina and others. So their success fluctuates, but they're a tough league. It's a tough conference. It's a very competitive conference. They never fail to entertain the fans. And that, as for the outcome this year, it could be, St. Joe's isn't doing as well as it usually does. I don't think the A-10 will. They'll be lucky to get 2 teams into the tournament this year, in my opinion.
I think they'll get 2 in. They're going to get Dayton and St. Louis and Travis Ford. He also coached at UMass. He's a Kentucky alum. He played there under Pitino. I think they'll get 2 for sure. I don't know if they'll get any more than that. Well, Paulie, look, I don't know what kind of crowd they're going to get tonight, but I got one more question. Are you over your hurt with the Patriots not making the postseason? Are you okay?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. They got growth in mind. They got growth in mind.
I thought it was an embarrassingly bad season. Listen, I love you, brother.
Before you go, we're on the Patriots. There's talk around here that Kraft has to step in and fix Bill Belichick. Think about that one.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, I appreciate you popping on. Enjoy the game tonight, all right?
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right, say hi to all my 3 friends in Section 101 there. There's my buddy Paul Rogers. Great job out of him. The Atlantic 10 is brutal, folks. I'm not picking on it. There was a time where that conference, man, was – not only did they have great coaches, you look back over the years, they had some – Mike Jarvis, of course, who was Patrick Ewing, his high school coach at Cambridge Ridge in Latin. You had Calipari. You had who else did you have? You had John Chaney at Temple. I mean, the conference has just changed. Phil Martelli at St. Joe's. It's just not the same. It's not the same. And I don't mind St. Louis. I don't mind Virginia Commonwealth, Richmond, Davidson, George Mason. I mean, it's just not the Atlantic 10 we all grew up with. And you know what? The one certainty in life and certainly in sports is change. It's just changed. Duquesne, GW, Mass, Rhode Island, Temple. Now you got LaSalle, and LaSalle's been around a long time, but that conference got a long way to go. Is it any – but it's right up there. I mean, the Missouri Valley Conference. Look, my time in the Midwest, I've seen some great Missouri Valley Conference runs. I mean, we saw Drake team in Des Moines do great. We saw – obviously, the Loyola Chicago situation, Wichita State, Creighton. I mean, there was some phenomenal runs. I love the mid-majors. I don't consider, most of the – even Blue Ribbon and some of the college basketball, Lindy's and Athlon, they refer to the Atlantic 10 as a major conference. I don't see it that way. I don't. The AC, here's your and they think the American Athletic Conference is a major. Why? Because of the number of schools? The West Coast Conference is considered a major. Okay. But really? Missouri Valley Conference considered a major conference. I mean, work on that. I look at those as mid-majors. And the reason why is, how can you consider the Missouri Valley Conference to be a major conference when they get one bid, an automatic qualifier? In most years, they get one. So Atlantic Coast Conference, Big East, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, SEC, those are the majors. I think it rivals football. I really do. It really does. So we'll see. But anyways, I like checking in with the mid-majors. And look, we're into January now. We got a month more of football, and then it's going to be right into college basketball and the NBA. And, you know, the NFL will continue to talk draft, off-season, rule changes, and they are going to deal. This is where I want to go with you. This off-season in the National Football League, hear me out on this, will be the most – you will have the most attentive fan base in each and every outpost with Hamlin, concussions, rule changes, response to a cardiac episode, the off, and then the draft, and then the OTAs, and then all the other stuff that the NFL does. The NFL is 365 24/7 in terms of sports talk and what the sporting consumer in the United States cares about. Football's the top dog. You can tell me about baseball. You can tell me about the NBA. You can tell me about the excitement of the NHL. And I agree with you. When it comes to NHL, Stanley Cup playoff and sudden death, there's nothing more exciting. Those are all little thumbnail sketches compared to the National Football League. The NFL is big brother, big sister, daddy, grandpa, and grandma too. That's how big the NFL is. So the offseason, trust me on this one, this is going to be a absolutely, I mean, it's just going to be the most riveting offseason because there's just so much that Commissioner Goodell, the ownership, and then the rebuild of the Patriots, the rebuild of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the rebuild of the Rams, the rebuild of potentially Dallas if they get knocked out on Monday night, which I think they're going to against Tampa Bay. The offseason is going to be just amazing to watch. And at the forefront will be Commissioner Goodell and this ownership group with Kraft and Jones and Kahn in Jacksonville and the Rooneys in Pittsburgh and Tepper in Carolina and Kroenke in Los Angeles and the Halas family, McCaskey family in Chicago, so on down the line, Jerry Jones in Dallas. It's just going to be a very, very, I won't even say contentious. I just think it's going to be busy and we're going to follow it. And then of course the schedule comes out. We get a new schedule, in April? And then the whole TV situation and what are they going to do with DirecTV? They're going to YouTube television and that's going to command a lot of attention. Broadcasting teams are going to change. There's going to be free agency. What's Sean McVay going to do? You know he's headed to Amazon for a crazy number because they want to make an impression. So we'll see. It's going to be really, really interesting to watch. All right, we'll come back. We'll put a wrap on it. Speaking of streaming, what you're streaming and screaming about sports-wise into the night, into the wee hours of the morning. NBA action tonight, some college hoops. We'll break it down for you coming up here on the Skinny, the TV Skinny was streaming, and we'll do that coming up next year on Sports Byline Broadcast, part of Calling All Sports here across the country and around the world on Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203, Digital 967, and the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
Hey, Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Streaming, what we'll be streaming and watching tonight. NBA, I think, you know, look, there's Bulls, Wizards, T-Wolves, Pistons. There's some garbage, but Indiana, Knicks, not horrible. Pelicans, Celtics, TD Bank North. That game will tip 7:30. We'll take you into breaking that down in the overnight. Late night, early morning, you'll be talking Bucks, Hawks, Suns, Nuggets. Boy, the Suns put a hurting on Golden State, too. You know, I meant to do that with Dom and his download, but we just didn't get around to it. We had too much going on. College buckets tonight. Big 12, Baylor, West Virginia. Not horrible. Creighton, Xavier. Cravier. That's a combination of Creighton and Xavier. Creighton, Xavier. Xavier's 12th in the country, folks. The Musketeers are the real deal. They're at home. That'll be a game we'll be breaking down late into the night. Indiana, Penn State. Not horrible. And Connecticut Marquette in the Big East with UConn and Marquette going at it. Marquette 25th in the country. Pitt Duke isn't awful. Anytime it's Duke, you got to pay attention. And then Houston is taking on South Florida. And the one thing I will say, Houston will win that game big over South Florida, and that game is in Houston. And the Cougars are ranked number one in the country, deservedly so. Kentucky losing to South Carolina last night. Listen, Coach Calipari, his seat's getting warm at Rupp Arena in Lexington. We're going to go deeper into this tomorrow and perhaps on Friday, maybe get a writer on from Lexington and see what's going on. I did not get around to it today, but I am going to effort tonight and tomorrow or certainly on Friday to get a look-see as to what is going on, because it's not good. It is not good with the Kentucky Wildcats. And they were huge favorites and got whacked against South Carolina. That was a horrible loss. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Thanks to Paul Rogers out east, Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew. Brock Hines is going to join the fray next Tuesday along with Mike Lupica and author James Patterson. That is going to be an outstanding show, and Brock has agreed to come on. He'll close it out. Patterson and Lupica wrote The House of the Wolves. Murder runs in the family. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your night throughout the night and morning here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.